Now, here are some facts no one disputes. Texas's population is expected to double in 50 years. Current water supplies will not meet the growing demand. And drought has heightened the concern that Texas taps could run dry. The Texas legislature's solution is the plan before voters. Proposition 6 would transfer $2 billion from the state's rainy day savings account to the Texas Water Development Board, which would then use the money to jumpstart new water projects.
I really think that drought is going to become the norm for us in Texas, and that we've got to have projects that will help us diversify our water supplies.
That's Linda Christie. She's the Government Affairs Director for the Tarrant Regional Water District, which builds big water projects like pipelines that can cost billions of dollars.
For design of these huge projects that takes 10 to 15 years, we are very reluctant to get that money on the bond market because our customers have to start repaying the debt immediately if it's bond debt.
But Christie says the Water Board could use the new fund to reduce the bond debt. It could cut the interest rate on a water district's loan, or it could postpone the district's payment of the loan.
And that's tremendous because it's a huge cost savings to our customer cities that they can pass on to the citizens using the water.
Tarrant Water has had a taste of just how much this kind of financing can save. Under a similar state program, Tarrant was able to cut in half the interest rate it paid on an $83 million loan. That will save the water district and its customers $17 million over 20 years. But what seems like a good deal for water districts seems like a windfall for big business to Linda Curtis of Independent Texans. She's leading the effort Nix Prop 6.
State leaders, starting in Rick Perry's office, are trying to make a water crisis into a funding crisis and essentially set up a slush fund for water projects.
Curtis doesn't like the process for deciding who will get the money. The legislation that calls for creating the fund also did away with the Water Board's part-time members and administrator. It replaced them with three full-time paid board members who are all appointed by the governor.
These three people are going to determine who gets the funding.
Curtis is concerned they'll be influenced by Governor Perry and other top lawmakers, as well as big corporations. She points to one political action committee, which has collected almost $1 million to campaign for the water fund. The biggest contributors are general contractors who build big projects.
Why is Dow Chemical, the Association of Texas Contractors, those are the big boy developers, why are they pushing Proposition 6 on us? Are they really for water conservation and protecting water resources?
Supporters say safeguards are built into the legislation. 20% of the fund must be used for water conservation projects. 10% must be used for rural Texas. Carlos Rubenstein, the Water Board chairman appointed by Governor Perry, says money will also go to projects that transfer water to areas that need it and to projects that develop new sources.
In that regard, you're looking at reservoirs, you're looking at more well fields, you're looking at desalination of brackish groundwater, and you're looking at desalination of seawater and also aquifer storage and recovery.
Independent Texans says it's working with other groups on a social media campaign against Proposition 6. Supporters have been holding press conferences with top elected officials, and they've produced a TV ad.
Water, it's the source of life.
They've enlisted Nolan Ryan, who knows a thing or two about pitching.
And don't let the tap run dry. Protect our water supply.
If Prop 6 passes next Tuesday, the Texas Water Development Board will go through a lengthy process of prioritizing projects before financing the first ones in 2015. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.